I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let's get to my smell test. That's not been dangerous. 10-6-1 last week. Five consecutive winning weeks to open up the NFL College 2025-2026 season, hitting at 61% through the first 5 weeks of the year. I don't love the card. I thought I was going to like it more. I thought I was going to like Louisville and have Louisville. I thought I was going to have Alabama tomorrow. I don't have any of those teams. There's just too much mixed action, public-wise and sharp-wise. There's only two college games that really fit, the smell test criteria, which is looking for the games where everybody's convinced the line is wrong and that the bookmakers have screwed it up, and they're all on one side, and I just go the other way. That combined with, as I've said many times over the years, and I do have sources. I have information offshore from various people that I am close to that provide me with, these are the sides we are going to need, and these are the sides we are going to need. And add to that, some of our sharpest bettors are on those sides too. So there are only two games for me that really fit that this week. Cincinnati, I gave them out last week. Catching points against Kansas, and they won the game outright. They're playing 14th-ranked undefeated Iowa State at home, and Cincinnati's favored. Like, this is one of those games where a lot of, you know, average public, John Q public bettors will look at it and say, wait a minute, how is number 14 in the country undefeated and underdog against Cincinnati? You know, a team that lost to Nebraska early in the year, and they won last week, but their only wins other than last week against Kansas are against Northwest State and Bowling Green. Give me Cincinnati, and I'll lay the point, because that one is the definition of smell test criteria. Team that's undefeated and ranked 14th is an underdog against the team that has a loss and isn't ranked. Let's go to Saturday night. One of the biggest games of the day, Florida State at home against Miami, coming off a bye. Florida State, I gave out Virginia last week and said I think Virginia can win this game outright, and they did, 46-38 in overtime. Florida State gets the Canes. This is, you know, an October Miami-Florida State game that means a lot. And we know how that used to go in the 90s, wide right, wide left. But I like Florida State catching a perceived short number. Miami is favored by 4 in this game on the road. They're coming off that game against Florida in which it was ugly, because Florida's really good defensively, very good defensively. I really like Miami. They're one of my favorite teams to watch this year. I think they've got a chance to win the national championship. They are so good in the trenches. Unbelievable offensive line. They can run it. They can throw it. Carson Beck has been outstanding. But that's why I like Florida State in the smell test. They're catching off of a loss a very short number, and the public is pounding the Canes, laying the four. I'll take the Noles plus the four. So just two college games. Let's go to Sunday, where there were a bunch of games. I did almost give out San Francisco last night. I would have given them out had the number stayed at 6.5, 7, but it jumped with all of the injury news and with Brock Purdy being ruled out, and I stayed off of it. Where's my first game? Jets catching 2.5. I'll buy the half point at home against the Cowboys. The Cowboys offense is a favorite of the NFL fan right now. And the Cowboys are typically a majorly public bet team anyway. There are some big, sizable public versus non-public sides. This is one of them. Cowboys laying 2.5. The Jets coming off a Monday night game. So a short week, but I'm going to take the Jets at home. I think they can run the football. I think they can possess the football, and I'll buy the half point and take the Jets at home plus 3. You got the Giants. Now, you're saying that that's 1.5. I'm still seeing 2.5s. I'm looking at this.
I'm pulling up my source that I use. I'm going to look at it right now just so I can give, if I need to put a hand up.
I mean, I'd rather give out the Saints at -1.5.
I'm seeing -1.5 on DraftKings Sportsbook. I see it at -2 in other books. But FanDuel and DraftKings,
I'm seeing 1.5 in one spot.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm seeing a lot of 2.5s. I'm not gonna take a 1.5 when it's only out there in one spot. I'll take the Saints and lay the 2. We'll split the difference on that because there are some 2s out there. But the Giants, off of their dominating defensive performance against the Chargers on Sunday, along with the perception that, hey, they're much better with Jackson Dart. And Dart was fine as a runner, more so as than a passer. The Saints were close last week in Buffalo. The public likes the Giants. I like the Saints in the Superdome to get their first win of the year, laying the 2. Again, there's the perception looking at this game that the wrong team is favored. Let's go to the 4 o'clock window and our game. I've said this going back to Sunday. I knew when I saw 2.5, 3, that the public would load up on the Chargers with Washington being injured and the Chargers coming off a loss. And it's true. Right now, college or pro, the Chargers are one of the 3 or 4 most bet teams this weekend. On that alone, you know who I'm going to be on. I'm on our team plus the three. Over the years, I'm in the low 60% percentile on games involving Washington, whether it's going against them or with them. I had last week Atlanta laying the two, and I've got our team this week plus the three. Let's go to Sunday Night Football. This is a painful one for me because I talked about earlier with Max, Jake Browning on Monday night was horrendous. I mean, really bad. And the Bengals actually looked like a team that was starting to bail a little bit. Jamar Chase's his performance Monday night in Denver was embarrassing. He looked like the diva wide receiver who had given up and was like, if you can't get me the football, if we can't protect, you know, I'm not, you know, I'm done. But Detroit is the second most bet public team of this upcoming weekend after the Chargers. And so on that alone, I'll take the Bengals plus the 10.5. They're at home. You know, I mentioned these games after teams play Cleveland. They're a little bit beat up. They're a little bit slow to the punch. Detroit played Cleveland last week. I've got two teams off of Monday Night Football. I don't feel good about that. But I'll take Cincinnati plus the 10.5. Go to Monday night. The Chiefs, after their performance against the Ravens, are a public darling once again. Jacksonville beat the 49ers. They needed a bunch of turnovers to get that done. They're getting 3.5. I'll take the 3.5 and the Jags at home on Monday night. There were a couple of other games. Like, I kind of like the Broncos. I kind of like the Panthers on Sunday. And in college, man, I really wanted to pull the trigger on Bama. That should be a really interesting game, Bama and Vandy. But there's sharp action on Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt, if they were to pull off the upset, Max, Sunday in Tuscaloosa, I think everybody would then say they are a legitimate and maybe even a likely playoff team. You know, I've talked a lot about Maryland football over the years. It's like, you know, they're never going to compete for the highest echelons of the sport, but they could have a really good season, a 9-10 win season here or there. But with the 12-team playoff, Indiana last year, and we'll get another surprise Power 4 team in the playoff again this year. Anything's possible. Put it this way, if Maryland wins tomorrow 5-0 with their schedule, they could be a team that people start to talk about in the Big Ten. I don't love the Terps tomorrow, by the way, plus the number. I like them a little bit, but don't love them. All right, recapping. Cincinnati -1 tomorrow. Florida State +4 tomorrow night. Sunday, the Jets +3. The Saints -2. Washington +3. And the Bengals +10.5. Jacksonville +3.5 on Monday Night Football. All right, when we come back, prediction time. Final score of Sunday's game with a footnote, a prediction on the game in addition to the score. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Max and I will have our picks, our footnotes. We want yours as well when we come back. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, theteam980.com. We're also free and live on the Odyssey app. Back in a moment.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.